We founded Help the Afghan Children in 1993, and I went back to Afghanistan after about 15 years of being away from the country. We left Afghanistan when it was still peaceful. We left Afghanistan for higher education. And of course, then we were tangled in this going from one country to another as refugees when the Russians invaded Afghanistan. So we ended up coming to Washington, D.C. But of course, being in America, the land of opportunity, I started working hard and making money, lots of money. And then I almost forgot about Afghanistan. And at the time that I was there, the first Afghan American woman that had a real estate office and then a mortgage company, and I was beginning to sell Washington, D.C. to Japanese. And those were 80s. So life was okay until a tragedy struck my life and I lost a loved one. And the sudden loss of that loved one was very painful. And I was looking for an outlet. Having money, having homes and big cars no longer was giving me comfort. So I was looking back and I realized that there are hundreds of thousands of people across the globe from Qatar, where I was born and raised, and they are suffering a lot more than I do. How do they cope with their pain? So I packed and went back. I ended up going to Jalalabad, a place where there was an estimated 100,000 people who were just coming from Kabul during the height of the Civil War. So what I saw was there, I went there, I saw young girls pregnant, they're as young as 17 and 18, the age of my daughter. I saw that they had no future, no past, no hope. So I didn't realize that, how selfish of me. I had everything here. Yes, I lost a loved one, but everything else, so I could either sit and feel sorry for myself or do something about it. So I did something about it. I established Help the Afghan Children for the first 10, 15 years. We have been delivering aid to the refugee camps in Pakistan and Iran, and also inside the country, and building health clinics. We have had this service an estimated 1.5 million people for the first 15 years or so. Then after 9/11, things have changed, and I wanted to go and do what I love to do, basically provide education, which I believe is the only outlet for Afghan people who have been barred from going to schools for so long. So we started building schools around the country, and we started introducing innovative programs such as peace education program, computer literacy, environmental and landmine awareness programs, and so forth and so on. And these were pilot programs that were running parallel with the old curriculum of the Ministry of Education. So after 8 years or so, then we decided to take a bold step, basically, and ask the Ministry of Education that because our peace education program, that it was very successful, and we have tested that, and over 55 schools and 100,000 students, so maybe it is a time to go one step further and make this as part of the national curriculum. That's what I did when I was there last August. I spoke with the Ministry of Education, and he agreed, basically, that let's go ahead for this one. That was a huge success for us. And so what I'm doing now is just working on the outline of the curriculum of national school-based peace education programs too, that would benefit, hopefully, an estimated 4 million students. Why I believe it's very important is that the three generations of Afghans have been going through wars, and the word peace is a foreign word to them. So it is about time to reintroduce them to to accept differences, to exercise tolerance, which I believe is a threshold for peace. And also there to basically solve their conflicts in a peaceful manner. So reintroducing the young generation of Afghans to a peaceful living is what I believe is what Afghanistan needs. And we're more than happy to take any questions.